Good morning, my beautiful friends. This is Ashley Dale Encouragement. By the time you guys hear this episode, it will be May 20th. Let me check my mic really quick. Oh, it's good. Okay, you guys. We are just in the beginning stages of Revelation Revamp, you guys. And today I'm going to be sharing with you some of the biggest revelations I had in March of 2020. And, you know, I guess the theme of it, we can call it, is, are you living by what you can see or the word of God? Just ask yourself that question. Are you living by what you can see or the word of God? So I'm going to be unpacking that for you guys today in the context of my life, in hopes of encouraging you to, you know, see this dynamic play out in your life and, you know, kind of grasp an insight and wisdom where you can identify in your life, you know, God's word and living by that, and how we can sometimes live by what we can see and all that. So we'll see how this goes, you guys. I'm not exactly sure how this conversation's gonna go, but I'm just gonna pray that the Lord will lead me. I've got a few notes here, but I'm not sure how I'm gonna piece it all together. So anyway, you guys, let's go ahead and pray, and then let's talk about, are you living by what you can see or the word of God? So let's pray, and I want to share some things with you guys. So Lord, thank you for being here. Thank you, Jesus, that your spirit is in us. You know, it's in me and anyone else, Lord, who calls upon your name. And I just thank you for your spirit. And Lord, I just pray that you would speak to each person listening to this podcast in the context of their life, Lord, on how they can live by your words and not by what they can see. Show them how they're doing that. Continue to show all of us, myself, Lord, how, you know, we live by what we can see and not by the revealed word. And so, Lord, I just pray that you'll show us those areas, that we will, you know, renounce those things and say, Lord, we want to live by your words, because your words are life. That's in their spirit and life, Lord. And so we want to have life, and we want to experience all that you have planned for us, Lord. So show us where we're limiting you in our perception and how we see things. And just, I pray that you will give us the courage, Lord. Help us to see what we need from you, Lord. Where do we need more love, more grace from you? Lord, I pray that we will receive everything that we need from you in order to live by the words you've spoken to our hearts, God. And give us discernment to hear your voice, Lord. I pray that all my brothers and sisters, Lord, who call upon you would know your voice in their lives. You say your sheep hear your voice. And if they don't know what you sound like or they're struggling, Lord, I pray that you'll give them a revelation of that, of you speaking to them, and they would learn to live by that. So thank you for this time, Lord. Guide and direct this conversation. I love you, Lord. Just pray all these things in your holy name. So, all right, you guys, I was going through my old journals, and the crazy thing is I lost like the whole month of March of 2020. Now, I know that I was in this, you know, really big transition, preparing to move. I was packing stuff. I don't know if I wasn't writing at the time. I'm not exactly sure what was going on, but I'm like missing a part of my history, so to speak. Like, there's that month that's gone. So what I had to do is kind of start at the beginning of April, because usually things kind of bleed over, you know, and into every month. Whatever the Lord is, you know, talking to you, it kind of goes into the next month as well. So I started going through April and pulled some things there. I'm like, you know, this is like a similar theme, and I'm sure this is what the Lord was talking to me about in March. So, and I still have some, you know, time in April that I'll be sharing with you guys. Next Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the biggest revelation I had in April. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into this thing. So I've shared with you guys the last couple episodes that I was going through this period of learning what I needed in relationships and actually communicating that to other people. And that was a big step for me, because for so long, as I've shared with you guys, I lived by other people's emotions, other people's, how I perceived other people, instead of like establishing the truth, right? Like how, what I thought they were thinking. And I would maneuver my life and my behavior and my choices based upon other people outside of myself in that way, or, you know, what I thought they needed or whatever, without ever asking the question, just doing things. And so I finally came to a point in my life where I wanted to allow, you know, I wanted the codependent ways to completely fall off of me, right? What's codependency? It's when your well-being is attached to somebody else, right? And for me, as a kid, I shared with you guys that I developed that codependency because at a young age, I learned that me taking care of my own needs was a burden to the people outside of me. So I learned to cater to other people to give me a sense of peace. Now, it worked as a child, but as an adult, I never really identified that pattern about myself. And so I stayed in it for a very long time. But I knew there was a problem because of the frustration I would feel within myself, knowing that I wasn't always getting what I needed. I wasn't speaking up when I wanted to. You know, there was dynamics and things that were going on that were harmful that I didn't address because, you know, I think I've learned that too, just growing up in a, you know, domestic violence and you know, just physical, well, I wasn't like physically abused. I watched my mom be physically abused a lot though. So, you know, just domestic violence, stress, yelling, screaming, emotional stuff. You know, there was a lot of those things going on. So even living in a situation like that, when you grow up in a hostile environment all the time, you kind of acclimate to it. And so it's not really a big deal. So like, even if people are being hostile to you or whatever, it's kind of feels normal, if that makes any sense. So sometimes people that grow up in that can allow things to happen way past what they're supposed to, you know, because you had to survive in it as a child. But as an adult, you know, so like I said, sometimes we're not aware of those patterns that we get stuck in. And so, but we find ourselves feeling frustrated in areas of our lives, not feeling fulfilled, not feeling peace, kind of feeling this, you know, feeling this overall burden or stress. And those are indicators, right? Thank God that God has given us emotions. They're indicators to the deeper issues that are going on, right? So we should be paying attention to ourselves in that way. But anyway, so coming to a place in my life where I wanted to be more assertive. I wanted to be more authentic. I wanted to have better connections. I wanted to communicate more clear. I wanted to establish the truth in my relationships. And so now for the first time in a very long, I'm going to say my whole life, to be quite honest with you, I've always have in different ways, but like full out, just being conscious of it and taking those steps. This is the first time I ever did that. And so here I am, you know, talking to my friend about what I need in the relationship and trying to communicate. And then it's falling apart. I mean, it looks like it's falling apart at the seams or whatever, but just realizing that, you know, it's important for me to communicate these things. You know, I need to do this for my own growth. And so starting to communicate that way. And, you know, at the same time as I'm stepping out and, you know, these old ways are falling away from me. And then new things are happening within me to where now I'm starting to live out the new thing that God's doing in me. He's also at the same time started planting different desires and different, you know, like dreams and visions in my mind, you know, because I told you guys, once you really get healed in your life, you know, and really start to get healed and start to hear the Lord, how can I say this? Really live by His voice in a way that you hadn't. I mean, for you guys, for a long time, I lived my relationship with the Lord through other people in the church. I did that for almost 10 years. You know, I had basically, what's the word? I was just thinking of it. I lost it though. I outsourced my relationship with the Lord to other people. And so I had no confidence in knowing God's voice in my life. And so now I'm in this place where, you know, the Lord was teaching me how to have boundaries. He's teaching me how to communicate better. He's teaching me how to how I'm responsible to communicate my needs. And so I was starting to take a stronger position in my life, more authority in my life. And as that was happening, new desires were being planted. And it says that if you commit your ways to the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. So God will start to put things in your heart that you never conceived. Good things, right? God has plans to prosper us. We've talked about that on the podcast, you guys. So the Lord started putting vision and dreams in my heart and actually things that I didn't even know I wanted to do because there was so much of myself was buried underneath of the patterns that weren't serving me. The codependency, that was a big one, you know, which affected my whole life, you know, which it was really the source of why, you know, worrying about why other people think about me, you guys. So this is all just a really layered issue, but that was the biggest burden at the time that I had, that the Lord had, really was delivering me from. And with that healing came new desires. Like I've told you guys before, when you're not feeling well, you don't have the energy to do much of anything at all, right? And that's what was going on with me. I didn't realize that I had a sickness, if that makes any sense. I didn't realize how I was injured and needed something to restore me in that way, you know? And that's funny. You can be fully functioning as a Christian, right? Like, or, you know, you think you are, but you're still carrying around this ball and chain. So if you feel like you're carrying around a ball and chain as a Christian, there's something much deeper that needs to happen, right? There's something that needs to be addressed within your heart, something that you need, something you need healing from, you know, healing, restoration, something. But anyway, so the Lord is starting to plant new desires in my heart. And I told you guys, I shared this with you guys on the podcast. I started thinking about moving, and I had never considered that, you guys. I had lived in my home state my whole life, pretty much. I mean, I went down to Oregon a couple times. You know, that's where my stepdad was. And so we lived there in Oregon for a little bit. But, you know, Washington State was my home state for my whole life, you know, and all my family was there. My husband's family is there. And we had bought a house out there, you know, and my husband and I were planning on staying there the rest of our life. You know, that was the plan. But then all of a sudden, things just start changing. You know, it was like the wind of change was blowing. And I started considering things I never had. And it was like, you know, the Lord asked me, hey, Ashley, do you want to go on an adventure? You know, start planting those seeds to move. And I was like, where are we going to go? And I was all for it. And there was a time in my life, if you would have asked me, you know, Ashley, do you think you'll ever move out of state or do anything? No way. I wouldn't have. I was so bound to security at the time and kind of feeling like, you know, like this sense of control in my life that there's no way I would have done it, you know. But it's amazing when God starts dumping freedom into your life, you start to take more risks. But that's another podcast, you guys. But anyway, so there's a scripture that the Lord really used in this season, and it was, before it springs into being, I announce it to you. And I was like, wow. So you guys, I want you to think about your life right now. Where has God healed you? Or where do you need healing? You know, this is coming from a place where, you know, in my experience, where God has me on the healing journey, was healing me, and all of a sudden now I've got these, you know, these things that God's announcing to me. And I ask him, Lord, how do you do that, right? Before it springs into being, he announces it to you. Again, God is spirit. What is spirit, right? Thoughts, emotions, and will. God will speak to you in your thoughts. It's a seed, right? God said his word is a seed. His words are seeds. God's going to plant a word in you that you never thought about, you know, and it's going to be something good. It's going to prosper you, just like anytime he's ever approached anybody else that you read about in the Bible. It's always, I'm going to do this thing for you. I'm going to deliver you. You're going to have a son, you know, talk with Noah. Like, I'm going to save you, right? Like, God is always coming to us with a promise to save us, salvation, right? Deliverance from any means of deliverance from danger, evil, or ruin. That's God's heart. He wanted to deliver the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh, right? And so he told them ahead of time that, hey, I'm going to deliver you. And even looking on the outside, they couldn't determine if that was going to happen. But he announced it to them, right? And that's what the Lord does for us. So I want you to just think about an area of your life where you need the Lord to announce something to you, where, you know, speak to your heart, you know, by his spirit, because that's where the Holy Spirit lives, right? It's in your heart. So asking the Lord to quicken your ears to his voice inside of you, like, Lord, what have you put in me that maybe I'm ignoring? What desires have you put in me that maybe I'm misjudging, that they're not of you? Because that's another thing, you guys. There's a lot of, I'm going to call it Christian crud in the church that is, you know, weighs people down, you know, just mindsets that, you know, kind of keep people in this mentality of, you know, doormat Christianity. You know, I don't think people really know how to prosper in the Lord, honestly. And you know, of course, there's been people out there who have their definitions of it, maybe have abused it. But, you know, what about the people who haven't in the Bible that we've read about that, you know, you guys get what I'm saying? So anyway, there's just a lot of stuff that we have to sort of rid ourselves of, this thinking of, you know, like God doesn't care about us, or he doesn't really care about us financially, or he doesn't care about the things that maybe we're concerned about. And, you know, which is kind of ridiculous, right? Because God's a father, and don't you care about your children and what they care about? Don't you want to, you know, don't you want to know them and what they're concerned about? And if you can help them, you'll do it, right? Like, no matter what it is. You know, isn't it funny how you minimize your needs, or you don't, like, communicate those things because you become your own judge? right? Oh, it's not a big deal. Well, if it's in your heart, it's a big deal, and you should actually just bring it out to the light and at least talk about it, you know, talk to the Lord about it or whatever. But anyway, so before it springs into being, he announces it to you. So ask the Lord to, you know, quicken your ears. Lord, what are you announcing to me that maybe I'm not paying attention to? Now, here's the other thing too. So, okay, the Lord puts this thing in my heart, right, about moving. And I didn't know where we were going to get the money at the time. We're living, obviously, we have one income. I'm trying to strategize on how we're going to do this thing. I have no idea, but I'm like, Lord, you'll bring the plan and all this kind of stuff, right? And just trusting the Lord. As far as, Lord, I know your heart towards me. I know all the things you've delivered me from. I know you're my provider. I know what it's like to hear your voice. I mean, I've followed you all the way into the travel trailer days. I've shared that story with you guys, me and my husband, my children, living in an 18-foot travel trailer for a year and a half, living in a bedroom for 9 months, one bedroom with, you know, me, my husband, and three children. I've shared that with you guys, you know. So it's like, I know when the Lord is talking to me and when he's, you know, asking me to step out. And so I knew he was talking to me about this. And at the same time, you know, even on the outside, you guys, because this is going on in the middle of the pandemic, March 2020, right? The Lord is speaking life into me, and everything else outside of me looks like it's going crazy. And I was learning to live from the life within me at that point, right? He goes, and think about this other scripture the Lord used to strengthen me. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So he started helping me like question a little bit. Ashley, what do you think about heaven? What do you think heaven's like? You know, does heaven have all the resources? Is heaven broke? Is heaven able to provide everything that you need for the thing I'm putting in your heart to do? Isn't that amazing about the Lord? If he gives you a promise, he will give you the means for that promise to come to pass. Right? Because it's on him. Because he's the one who gives the promises. He's the one who gives the words. So it's on him to make those things come to pass. You're just the vessel to receive it, right? You're just the one that's supposed to be the carrier of it. Just like a woman, a man, when a man and a woman come together and the man's seed goes inside the woman is the carrier of the child. She doesn't make the child grow though, right? The human body is already built to create life, right? So God's word, when it plants in you, there's already a code within it that's going to produce the life that it's seeking to produce in you. You don't have to do anything. You're just the carrier, right? Now there's things that you can do to hinder it, right? Just like a mom and she's carrying this baby, there's things she got to be mindful of. Right? She's got to make good choices. She got to take care of herself, you know, because this for the sake of that baby, same for us. God puts a seed in you for the sake of that seed coming to pass. You have to be on guard of the thoughts that would try to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. That's your responsibility, right? Why do you think the Lord tells you to take your thoughts captive? Not allowing anything to come in and steal that thing away, to steal your joy. You know, why do you think it says to receive the word with joy, but then, you know, here comes the lies or whatever. Here comes the cares or the anxieties of this world, and it tries to get snatched away, right? So you have to be willing to, you know, guard what God has entrusted to you. If he's given you his word, if he's given you a promise, given you a desire, given you a vision, if he's brought healing into your life, if God, how can I say this? Your life is like a garden, okay? My life is like a garden. God was ripping away the old life, right? The codependent ways that I was behaving in. And he was starting to plant new seeds in the ground because the old was passing away. And now he's got to plant new things in there so he can produce the life that he had intentioned since the beginning of time. Since, you know, I was on his mind to create me, right? So I had to be willing to allow the old to pass away. I had to realize that it needed to go. Do you guys know what areas of your life need to go? Like patterns, behaviors, those kind of things that are stealing, killing, destroying. Have you identified those yet? And are you willing to do the work? You know, Lord, I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't want to be a codependent, right? That was for me. I don't want to worry about what other people think about me all the time. You know, Lord, bring new life into me. So then God comes to you, brings you new life, new resources, new thoughts, starts to restore you from the inside out, teaches you some foundational things so you can hold on to the thing he gave you. Because that's the thing. You got to be able to maintain the good that God gives you, right? You got to be equipped for that. And so I needed the Lord to, you know, as the Lord was all these things were falling off of me, he was planting new things within me, things that were going to create life. And that's what the Lord does. He says he's coming to give you life. You have it abundantly. So there were some fundamental things that I did not know that would create life that I needed to know. And then God puts his word in me, right? His promises, the things he wants to do for my life in the context of my life, and same thing he's going to do for you. And then, you know, reminded me that he's going to provide all the resources to do that. So what's your view of heaven? Okay. Do you pray, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? So what do you think about heaven, and how is heaven able to provide all that you need for the plans that God has for you? And again, is it on you or is it on him? Who's responsible for producing the thing that God has put in you, right? And that's the thing we got to remember. If God gives you a promise, he's the one that's responsible to fulfill it, and he will do what he says because he's faithful. So last but not least, you guys, this was also life-changing for me as well. So if you guys go over to Luke 15, right? I think it's verse 7. Just read Luke 15, the prodigal son. Anyway, check this out. It says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. You guys, I had never equated the prodigal son coming to his senses and realizing who his father was. How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? What's your view of your father in heaven? Do you think he's gonna shortchange you or leave you, what have I always hear lately? Broke, busted, and disgusted. Do you think the Lord's gonna do that to you? It says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. Do you think God wants you to starve to death and be in the wilderness your whole life? Right? Is the Lord not trying to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of him? Have you come to your senses of who your father is, that he takes care of his servants? If you don't remember, read the Bible. Look at how God interacted with other people that he called out. Look at how he took care of them and blessed them. Yeah, they went through a process of testing. That's just the way it goes. Again, it's for God's own purpose. We don't get to choose the path that we go on because we're children. Just like our children don't get to choose how we raise them. That's your choice. How you raise your kid is your choice, right? And you'll get to see the product of it when they're a teenager, but that's a whole nother conversation. Either way, God's put that in your hands, right? You have a choice of what path you're going to put your children on. And same thing with our Lord, right? He gets to pick the path we're on. The cool thing about it, he has all wisdom, knowledge, and his intentions. He knows exactly what needs to be done, right? We don't always know what needs to be done. But at the same time, the Lord goes, though you are evil and you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father? So there's a level of us that even though we're limited, we still know how to do good to a point, especially when it comes to our children. You know, I think most parents out there have the intention to do good for their kids and bless them and you know, give them what they need. And when they ask you for something, right, you're not going to give them something harmful in return. It says, if your child asks for an egg, would you give them a scorpion? No. If your child asks for something they need, you're not going to give them something harmful, right? Unless you're jacked up, but that's another conversation, right? Anyway, let's focus, Ashley. So Luke 15, when he came to his senses. So have you come to your senses of who your father is? Do you trust God's intentions towards you, that he wants to do good towards you? That's something you got to ask yourself. He's a good God. It's funny how a lot of people say it, but they don't really know it in their heart. And God wants you to know it in your heart. And you got to be willing to weed the things out of your heart that would lie to you and tell you that God doesn't want to be good to you, right? You know, learn to receive God's love for you, his unconditional love. Get out from underneath blame, shame, condemnation. Get healed. You know, find out what your biggest burden is and ask the Lord to get you out from underneath of it and give you the wisdom and the resources and the thoughts and the perspectives. How do I need to look at this differently, Lord? You know, being a Christian is very humble, you guys. Very humbling experience. Because you don't get to think, you're not always going to think your way. You're not going to think the same way. You know, you're going to have God's thoughts. He's going to give you his thoughts. That's amazing. So have you come to your senses of who your father is? So again, I'm going back to the original question at the beginning of the podcast so I can tie this up for you guys. Are you living by what you can see or the word of God? Right? So, you know, and that's the thing. When God puts a promise in your heart, you're not going to see how it's going to necessarily come to pass. because you're like, I don't have the resources. That's the point. You know, think about what the Lord said to the disciples when he was like, you know, these guys are hungry. What are we going to do about this? And it says that the Lord asked to test him. He already knew what he was going to do. So sometimes the Lord will ask us, you know, just so it's like, do we remember what the Lord has always done for us? That he's always delivered us. He's always taken care of us. And not to allow circumstances to steal, kill, and destroy the promise that God has put in you. Right? It says we live by the Spirit. You live by God's word. It says his word became flesh. So he became visible on the earth, right? Jesus Christ. So God's going to put a word in you. It's going to be a word. He's going to say something. He's going to give you a promise in your life, in the context of your life, whatever he's doing, because God works through everybody differently, right? Depending on where you're at and the plans he has for you and your purpose and your function. So, you know, hopefully you've recognized your Egypt in your life, your biggest bondage, cried out to the Lord. He brought resources. He healed you. And then he started putting new seeds in the ground. And you learn to live by that, how can I say it? Kind of that system, if that makes any sense, right? Your economy and your life is not based upon what the world does out there, right? It's not supposed to be. You know, we're God's kids. We're supposed to be living from his hand. And the Lord shows us how to do that by just the basics of living by the things that he's promised to do. But you have to initiate and sort of cry out to God, right? That's the first step. And then you start paying attention to the resources he brings in, the good things he starts bringing in, the new thoughts you start having, the revelation. That's where you got to learn to see God as in your thoughts. And you'll see it by the way you start thinking about things and how you perceive things, new ideas. That's what the Lord's going to do. He's not going to give you anything that's going to keep you in bondage to the old. No, old ways of thinking and old ways of doing. You guys, my daughter just came in here, so I got to wrap this thing up here in a minute. Hi, Aaliyah. Okay. So, you guys, I hope this is all kind of piecing together. Are you living by what you can see or the word of God? Don't.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
And there is fire ants on the dirt.
There's fire ants on the dirt. Yeah, you guys, there's a ton of fire ants out here. Anyway, Lily, let me finish this up. I'm so sorry, you guys. So, are you living by what you can see or the word of God? Are you allowing your circumstances to determine what God will do for you or who he is and his resources? Who's determining that? Don't allow your circumstances, you guys, because that's the only thing the enemy can manipulate. And that's why sometimes you guys fall into the trap, because you're living by what you can see. Live by the word of God and his faithfulness to you and his love for you. Right? Circumstances are always going to change. And who knows what will spring up in a day, right? God can make anything come to pass, you know? So anyway, you guys, I'm going to get off here. But that's all I have for you today. I hope it makes sense. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing, subscribing. You guys continue to leave me a review. It's going to help the podcast grow.
And I apologize.
I'm telling you, I got to do the... You hear this? You hear this child in the background? I got to do this podcast in my real life, you guys. But I love doing it, and I'm really believing that God's going to use it to bless other people out there, you know, and give them some insight and encouragement in their relationship with the Lord, because this stuff is on a daily, you guys. There should not be a day where you're not seeking the Lord. When do you not need him? When do you not need to eat? Right? The Lord says that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from him. Are you spending time with him? Are you getting to know him? Are you letting him really get in the soil of your heart? Are you really letting him get to know you? Well, it's one thing for us to know him, but sometimes we have to let him know us in order for us to really know him, right? Let God meet you in every area of your life. Blame, shame, condemnation. Let him meet you with his love, his mercy, his wisdom, his grace, his perspective. Let him meet you where you are at so you can see him for who he really is. So anyway, you guys, I'm going to get off here. Have an awesome rest of the day. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.